I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 187. And joining me today, I have Franny.
Hey, what's up, bitches?
And I got Alex.
I want to do the Franny right now. Hey, what's up, bitches?
Wow, are we like playing repeat or something?
You sounded like SpongeBob.
Oh, Gary. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So so this episode, we're going to continue with our tops of the year. Last episode, we did our top favorite movies of this year, 2019. And then this episode, we're going to be doing our top TV shows of this year. And there's been a lot of shit on TV because, of course, you know, now that we have like a bazillion different types of streaming services and like all the TV networks are actually putting out some decent shit, you know, it's a lot of shit that keeps us entertained other than just the stuff that we see in theaters. And granted, like a lot of the shit that we see on TV is actually a lot better than what we see in theaters as well.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking sad. It's fucking sad, but it's true. Like, it used to be, you know, the other way around back in the day, but we've gotten to the point that all we see now is, like, really, 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 like,
lazy writing.
Yeah, movie-worthy TV and lazy writing movies.
Yep, it's crazy. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's complete opposite.
What kind of twisted world we live in? 2019.
Yeah, we live in an M. Night Shyamalan world.
Hey, Glass was great.
I still gotta see that. But yeah, so I figured in this episode we continue with you know the top three. It doesn't necessarily have to be in any specific order, but I figured why not we talk about our top threes for this year, for 2019. And I also have Brian's list. Unfortunately, Brian wasn't going to be able to join us. Well, he did for a second, and then he had issues and, yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, testicle difficulties all over again.
The struggle of content creators of all kind.
Exactly. So let's start with Alex. Give me one of your top shows of this year.
Well, the first one that comes to mind for me is there was such a wait for it, and when it came out it was great, and then I have one gripe with it, but with that one gripe it doesn't impact how much of a good season it was. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things.
Okay.
Now my question is to you, Steve. Did you ever finally get to catch up?
I have not. I'm only on like the first episode and I haven't had a chance to because of course like I said, there's a bunch of shit that I actually do want to watch.
No, which is fine. Because I said once you catch up, we will get on that rant that I've been holding on for quite a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, fuck it. I'm gonna bring it up now.
Rant!
Yeah, rant! Yeah. It's not even a it's not a Franny rant. It's an Alex rant. But yeah. So my gripe with this season of Stranger Things was there was one character that I'm sorry that I hate the fuck out of because of her fucking needy bullshit. She got two people killed. Well, one you don't know if he's dead yet. But yeah, but I'm talking about Susie.
Spoilers, people. Spoilers. Warning.
Yeah, spoilers. Susie.
But if you really think about it, that means that it's actually good writing. If you know, if you really despise this fucking character throughout the entire.
No, what's funny is she's just a young girl that that Dustin met at fucking camp, and that became his girlfriend. And because she, you know, since throughout the whole thing of him dealing with the fucking Russians and all that stuff, right? You know, when he finally did get in touch with her, she was like, you know, when he needed her help with something, she was like, no, we're not gonna do that. You gotta do that thing for me. What thing? You gotta do that, really? You gotta do that now? Yeah, you gotta do that thing for me.
Right.
And they fucking did a duet thing in the fucking NeverEnding Story.
Oh yeah.
Now, mind you, that is a nostalgic throwback or whatever the hell, but because of her fucking bullshit and her time wasted, like I said, you know, there were, you know, one character is certainly dead and the other one we don't know as of yet.
Okay.
But you would assume that second character is dead.
Okay.
But yeah, like I said, I'm leaving it as, like, you know, as vague as possible until you get to it. So you can see, you know, hopefully you probably agree with me on that. But yeah, but I'm telling you, dude, and then the way that they left it, like, you know, at the end, it is left open for, you know, for season four.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's the way that it kind of played out and how my imagination is running, season four can be fucking epic.
Okay. Well, we could hope so.
So. Yeah, so
because each season has been pretty, you know, pretty good.
Dude, Stranger Things, like, I got onto it like a little late, like, you know, everyone kept talking about it. I'm just like, I don't want to watch it. And then, like, you know, like months after it came out, you know, the first season, and I was like, all right, I'll watch it.
Okay,
it's fucking good.
Yeah, the first season was really good. The second season was pretty good as well. Like, yeah. I just, like, there's just been so much shit going on and so much shit that I've, like, wanted to watch more than just season three.
Yeah, no, and I get you, dude, because, I mean, like, I want to catch up, I want to, you know, play catch up on The Flash, but I haven't had a chance with that.
Yeah.
So, I totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It fucking sucks. It's all good, though.
Yeah.
Fran, what you got, dude?
Ah, sorry. I have no comment for Stranger Things. I never got into it, sadly. I only got up to the part where she's communicating with him through twinkle lights.
Oh, yeah. Christmas lights and shit.
Yeah, that was it. And then I fell off. I started watching something else. My pick, I'm going to start from the third to the number one.
Okay.
So The Good Omens on Amazon Prime is my number three choice of 2019.
That was a really good show.
That the concept was original. It was heartfelt. It was touching. It was deep. they had an amazing cast. They had a great soundtrack. I've watched it at least like a dozen times already, rewatched it.
Okay.
And I just love the concept, and the story itself is really good. And
did you read the original book?
I actually want to read the book.
Okay, so
because
you didn't
it was
read
so good. No, I did not read the book.
Okay.
I learned my lesson when I read Ready Player One before watching Ready Player One, and I threw a tantrum because that movie was just visual orgasms and no substance, and I don't like bimbos, so I didn't like it. So I usually now wait to watch it and then read, but The Good Omen, that is my pick. Okay. Have you guys seen it?
I've seen it. I've watched it a couple times, and I enjoyed the fuck out of that shit, because that shit was actually really fucking good.
So good. So
like, I'm a huge fan of David Tennant, of course. He is like a doctor. And Michael Shannon, I think it is, right? The other dude?
I'm terrible with names. But okay, you mean Crawley and the angel?
Yes.
The angel and the demon?
Yes.
They were amazing together. They had such wonderful chemistry.
They had great chemistry. The fact that they were kind of like best friends, but not really best friends. They had like a friendship, like a love-hate type of friendship or whatever.
by the end, they're like, they're our best friends. You find out by the end, oopsie, spoilers. by the end, you actually find out that the demon was more emotionally attached to the angel than the angel was to him. And I really loved that concept, you know, because he was just because he picked the wrong side of a debate, he got thrown in with all the demons, but he was just kind of gray in the moral area. He wasn't completely heartless.
That's exactly what I liked about it. The fact that he, like, even though he was a bad character or a devilish type character, he wasn't necessarily all that bad.
Yes. And it was touching.
That's also because he was on Earth for a very long time. So he basically started to, you know, feel for the humans on top of everything, even though he was being a dick about shit sometimes.
Well, he's a demon. He's a demon. So I just like, I loved it. I loved the whole concept, and it's one of my favorites.
Sweet.
I guess I'm going to have to watch it then.
It's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, because right now, next time I hang with Franny, she's going to probably be like, you know, hey, how's it going? All right, we're watching the good old. All right, relax.
If my internet's working.
Always a fucking catch.
Always.
Basically. So the next pick is actually going to be Brian's pick. And this is actually one up on my list as well, because I actually enjoyed the fuck out of it. Because I also watched it and read the comic as well. And this pick was on Amazon Prime as well. And this one was The Boys.
Yeah, that was great too. I enjoyed that a lot.
The Boys was actually like one of my favorite shows of the year, because like it's a different look at the superhero world. Of course, you know, like I said, I've read the comics, so I know, you know, what's happening and shit like that. But the fact that they actually took a lot of liberties in changing certain things, but the fact that it actually stood true to the actual comic as well. And it showed a totally different outlook on the superhero world.
Yes, it did. And that's what I really loved about most of the TV shows that came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. They all had a different spin to it. They all had a different out of the box way of looking at things, because like you mentioned in the beginning, it's getting tiring out there in the movie theater world, you know. It's the same rehash concept over and over, and these TV shows actually bring a fresh palette to your creative, you know, creative world. And The Boys is definitely one of them.
Yeah, that one is actually a really, really good one. And
I can't wait for the next season.
Yes, that's very, very exciting to see that it's coming out next year. And yeah, so it's something to look forward to. So, Alex, what's your next choice, sir?
My next choice, and it's actually... like, it wasn't even a long season. It was like half a season, because this is, for whatever reason, anime is like that. But my next choice is One Punch Man.
Okay.
On Hulu.
So, question. Just 1 second. When you say half a season, is that just like 3 episodes, or is it like...
There was like maybe, I want to say 7-8 episodes. Okay. But it left at a cliffhanger for like, you know... But it was half a season, and the second half is going to actually come back next year, because anime is a little different, you know.
Right, yeah. No, I got it.
But oh my God. You've seen the first season of One Punch Man, right?
Yeah, I have. But I didn't know that it was only half a season.
No. So the first season, you know, it was out, but then the second part, you know, it's like season two that came out.
Oh, there's a contextual. Yeah, okay. No, I didn't see the second season. Okay.
So after that fight that he had with Boros or whatever, you know, from season one, right? Season two is they focus on this one character, right? This guy that has like a... he has like a, I want to say, like a sympathy/empathy for the monsters.
Okay.
So, you know, he always, yeah. So this character is this strong fighter that all, you know, ever since he was young, always had like sympathy for monsters. It was just like, you know, oh, why is it that the hero is always, you know, always has to win? How come the monsters don't win? So he got ridiculed and picked on and everything like that. And so because of his determination, he wanted, you know, he wanted to make himself stronger, right? So he could defend the monsters, if you will.
Okay.
Like, it's not exactly how it is, but, you know, it's just kind of like the gist of it. But from there, he becomes so, you know, he becomes very powerful. Like, not as powerful as Saitama, but, you know.
Of course. Of course.
It gets to the point where the new threat that comes up is known as Monster Organization, where you have these over-the-top, like, powerful monsters that, you know, how in the past where Saitama had that issue, well, he didn't have an issue, but he had a decent bout against, you know, Boros or whatever, and this one, you find out that apparently the strongest, you know, if you want to say king of the monsters, you know, that you don't know how strong he is yet, but all these other monsters fear him, so you have to figure, okay, mm-hmm. if all these other monsters fear him, then he has to be powerful. But they left that at a cliffhanger that, you know, that you're just like, damn it, like, you want to see what's next. And just the misadventure of Saitama and the introduction of that new character is just, you know, it was great, dude. Like, you know, and there's like two fights in that new season that were just unbelievable. Like, you're just like, wow.
Okay.
So they stepped
up. I gotta check it out.
Oh yeah, when you get a chance, brother. Because I'm leaving it vague, because I, you know, like, I want to leave it kind of like spoiler free.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
But yeah, but One Punch Man on Hulu, dude.
Sweet, good job.
Yeah, Franny, what's your choice?
My second choice is the TV show C on Apple TV. It is about after the destruction, like always, of an apocalypse. I don't know how far into the future, like, this apocalypse is, because I'm only like three episodes in. And it's like that great that I was like, oh no, I have to, this is definitely going up on there, because it's about a future of a human race that after all, you know, all the radiation has gone away and the trees and the forest are consuming over the what's left of the world, and it's all like the cities are still in shambles, right? And they look like something out of Mad Max. And then you have the other half that's all forest, and the entire society is blind. And that whole concept alone is just phenomenal. It's visually stunning. The acting is on point. It's very, it's like science fiction-y, Lord of the Rings, Mad Max kind of thing. The humans that decided to stay in the corpse of the old world, like in the cities and stuff, they're mm-hmm. all a cult that think being blind is a gift and anyone who has the power of sight is evil. And then the people who have the cult have hunters, have witch hunters that go out looking for witches. So it's anybody who can see, or anyone who mentions even stories about people that used to have sight, because, you know, we all know that's because they know if someone can see, it's over for them, you know? So they're constantly attacking the people that live in the woods. And Aquaman is actually one of the main characters, Jason Momoa.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually amazing in this show. It feels so gritty and so real. And it's stunning. And the fact that they're fighting each other blind and using techniques because they're blind to fight each other in a Lord of the Rings kind of atmosphere, meaning like in the fucking woods fighting off 20, 50 guys at a time. It's absolutely awesome. It really is. So it that's why it's made it on the second spot, even though I've only seen 3 episodes. It's worth watching, guys. You should go check it out.
Okay, sweet. I'll definitely probably check it out.
It's really good. And I hope visually, I hope the new Willow series that I've been hearing rumors about takes this kind of visual direction, because it's just absolutely stunning. The shots that they're getting in the woods and through the trees, and it's magical, man.
Okay.
So it hits all 10s on everything. Yeah, soundtrack, acting, pacing, editing, sequence. It's great.
Nice.
Jason Momoa.
He's okay.
I'm guessing that I'm gonna check that out eventually. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't have any type of Apple products, so I can't really do Apple shit. So
download.
I know. Trust me.
Sticks of fire, Steve. Sticks of fire.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that. I need a stick of fire. Santa did not bring me a stick of fire this year.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Bastard.
Motherfucker. Yeah, so I guess the next choice is going to be Brian's choice. And Brian actually picked a show that I enjoyed as well, which was Umbrella Academy. Umbrella Academy on Netflix. And Umbrella Academy, of course, follows a team of kids with powers, superpowers. And it's actually originally written by Jared Way from My Chemical Romance. And it's actually a really fucking good show. I really enjoyed the fuck out of it because it really did a good job in bringing in all of the comic booky elements into a TV show. And that was actually really good. That's actually something that I did enjoy about this one. And it was slightly different because, of course, the story is completely different than what you would expect a superhero show to be. And basically what it is that I guess the gist of the story is that in 1989, there were like 43 kids that were basically found that were born of women that didn't really have any dudes. So they were kind of like immaculate conceived and shit, kind of like Jesus and shit. But this one dude takes them all into his house. So he has seven of them. And they all have their own different type of powers and different type of fucking everything. And it's really good the way that it happened. It all winds up being because, of course, it's about to be the end of the world. And what the fuck is going to happen? And one of them winds up going into the future and coming back. And it's fucking insane. It's a really good fucking show. So you guys should definitely check it out. That's Umbrella Academy, of course, is on the Netflix, and everybody has a Netflix, right?
Isn't that made by the emo dude from My Chemical Romance?
Yes, Jared Way from My Chemical Romance. Yeah, that was actually random.
You just lost Franny with that. He was like the emo guy from My Chemical Romance. Passed.
Oh, I used to have the hugest crush on him when he, you know, was a drug addict alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to rehab and he was just never the same. I haven't seen it yet.
It's definitely worth watching because it's a different type of comic book show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of course it doesn't really deal with like the regular superheroes and shit, because these are all twisted heroes just like the Boys in a way, but not like the Boys.
Is it as good as the comics, or is it slightly different?
It's slightly different, of course. Like all of these shows, they're all slightly different, but it's actually really good.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah. This actually leads it to my choice, which is actually something that literally just finished a couple weeks ago, and that choice is The Watchmen on HBO's. The Watchmen, of course, is a show, is a comic book as well that was originally written by Alan Moore. And in The Watchmen, it basically has a bunch of different type of heroes as well. Of course, duh, it's fucking another fucking comic book show. But these heroes are all flawed. Like, they're super fucking flawed heroes. And that's what I love about this, because you never really see... of course, yes, the two shows I've been mentioned on here have been flawed heroes as well. But it's slightly different. And what happens with this, with The Watchmen now that's on HBO, is that they've changed the story ever so slightly, because, of course, Damon Lindelof, which is the guy that actually did The Lost show, the show that I hated, and I was like, what the fuck? Why would he do this? Did a really good job with changing up the story to be its own thing and making it good to the point that it stands alone outside of all the other shit that's been done in the past as far as Watchmen in general, other than the comic. Because if you really think about it, this show is actually kind of like a direct sequel to the comic book, not to the movie that came out with what's his face? The guy that did fucking Superman and Batman. I forget his name. Oh, well, whatever. But yeah, he did this. Damon Lindelof did this, and he actually did a really good job with it, writing and producing it. And actually changing certain things and making it just as palatable or even more palatable than what we originally got in the comics. Because a lot of the shit that we got in this is actually really, really deep shit, because a lot of it has to deal with a lot of race wars and shit like that. So it's actually really cool. It's really interesting, and it's cool the way they did it and the way they made it seem and how it all worked out and how he tied in all the previous characters from the old Watchmen comic. So it's really cool. It's really worth a watch. So if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. And the ending is absolutely insane. It's actually really fucking cool. So you should definitely watch it. So Watchmen is my choice. And this leads us to Alex. What's your third choice?
Well, my third choice is actually a show that I got into for a few reasons. One, these are the same people that did the same like group that did Futurama. So mm-hmm. Because of which I was like, hell yeah, I gotta watch this. So
like Matt Groening, right?
the same writers from Futurama.
Okay.
So yes. So imagine, if you will, watching a show that has the humor and smarts like Futurama and The Simpsons, but has more of the feels of medieval / D&D style, you know, and you have this enchantment. This show is just like, like every episode is a funny episode. And it's one of those things where if you've been like, you'll be kind of glad when you binge watch this.
Okay.
I'm leaving it very generic because I don't know if you watched it yet.
I watched the first season, or the first half of it, I guess, the first part.
I couldn't get into it. I watched the first three episodes and lost interest, and I started watching F is for Family instead.
Which is another amazing show.
Yeah.
No, but like I said, if you really like Futurama, right, this is a show that you, like, I mean, like, the thing is like, you have to watch it, like, you have to watch, like, the whole first season, and then you appreciate it more. Like, you know, I'll be honest in saying, like, the first couple episodes, like, they're okay, but then it gets progressively better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was excited, because I absolutely love Futurama, and I grew up on The Simpsons. So I was excited for it, and I only watched three episodes, and I was like, okay, I'm bored. And I was like, oh, Bill Burr, what? And I and I got absolutely stuck on F is for Family. But I guess I'll give it another chance then. If you're saying after that third, you know, it takes off because...
Yeah, this yeah, like, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's for me, it's like an acquired taste. Mm. Like you have yeah, to have like how, the gumption for it, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of like how Brian kept like you know riding his high horse, haha joke on BoJack Horseman.
Right, exactly. Like he's the only one that enjoys it on here, but.
but yeah, but yeah, that but sense. that show like I can't wait for the new season. So yeah, there you go. My choice, my third.
Good job. Fran, what you got, dude?
My top choice is Dark Crystal on Netflix. I wanna hold on. Forgive me of the typing. Age of Resistance. I wanted to get the whole title. Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance on Netflix is my number one pick of 2019. It's absolutely stunning. It's from the Jim Henson Company. It's Jim Henson's story, his world, and I'm so excited that this is actually a thing. It's the best thing that has happened. It's a good time to be alive, all because of this fucking magically sensational, dark show. I need to work on my vocabulary. It's absolutely stunning. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's all CGI and puppetry and hand drawing backdrops and sound stages, and it's just it's a creative collective of the new and the old mixed together, and it's absolutely breathtaking, and the story is deep and magical. And Jim Henson, and for those of you who don't know who that is, Google it, please, for the love of God. Educate yourself, creatively blossom, because Jim Henson is a god. They're puppets. For those of you who don't know, everything in Dark Crystal, character-wise and the surroundings, is all puppets.
Okay.
And I don't want to give any of it away. It is the prequel to the movie Dark Crystal. And there's also books out now that I'm really interested in purchasing and reading, because I love this story. And you guys should check it out. I'm so sorry that I'm very vague, but I really, really do not want to ruin this for you.
So, question.
Answer.
Do you need to watch this before watching Dark Crystal, or is it standalone?
It stands alone. It is a prequel, so you get a really nice breakdown. You actually learn more watching this, and then you want to go and then watch the Dark Crystal.
Okay.
Because it gives you more of the background of the universe that you're in. When you're in the Dark Crystal, just kind of throws you into the world. Age of Resistance sets it up. And apparently there's two more seasons attached to this. And then that last season is supposed to go into the movie, The Dark Crystal.
Interesting. Okay.
So I am absolutely over the moon for this show. Check it out.
Sweet. I guess I must check it out because it's something that I kind of was looking forward to, but never really got a chance to.
Oh man, then you're gonna really enjoy it then, because it's good.
Okay, because I've always loved Jim Henson's stuff, whether it's fucking like Muppets or whatever the fuck he's ever done before. So
Muppets, Sesame Street, Ninja Turtles, yeah. The Dark Crystal,
pretty much everything that involves puppets.
Everything that was amazing. Fraggle Rock. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, you've sold me. I'm going to check it out eventually.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And it's the continuation of the universe that he already created before he died. So they're not trying to change it or make it for the now and put it's not getting touched by any hidden agenda. It's pure magic, man. It's okay. It's so good.
Okay. Definitely worth checking out.
And it's dark. Just because it's puppets, you know, don't be watching it with your kids if they're squeamish, because people be losing eyeballs. You know, it's dark. People be dying.
Isn't that the point of the title for it, you know?
No. I mean, because it's after the dark, it's an actual crystal, so it's not like the tone is dark, but I just want to throw that out there, because I know a lot of people were shocked at the first, second episode, because you straight up see someone lose an eye. So it's not, you know, it's for adults and kids.
So it's slightly cringeworthy.
Yeah. It's violent. It's a little violent. And I really do see it starting to get more violent as they start to prepare for war and such, you know? So.
Yeah. Okay. This isn't your daddy's Muppets.
This is not the 2019 Muppets. This is the 80s Muppets, where she goes down and people die.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely have to check that out. Brian's next choice, which is also one of my top picks, other than the last choice that I'm going to be giving in a little bit. But Brian's last choice is actually The Mandalorian. It was on Disney Plus.
This show is amazing.
This show is one of those goddamn fucking great fucking shows. Of course, it was one of the launch pads for fucking Disney Plus. And rightfully so.
It's the best thing on Disney Plus.
They got 90s X-Men, they got gargoyles.
The classics don't count. I'm talking about now. Yeah. Not nostalgic stuff, because that's not fair. I'm talking about in general, in terms of live action Disney movies and The Mandalorian. This is the best thing on Disney.
Honestly, it ranks pretty up there with a lot of the shit that Disney's done in a long time. It's actually really fucking good.
And Disney really didn't have much to do with it except give this guy the money to make it happen.
Yeah, and this guy that they're talking about is Jon Favreau, the guy that brought us a live action Iron Man.
You know, I didn't know he also did Elf.
Yes.
He gave us Elf, he gave us Iron Man, and he gave us The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. He's a genius.
Yeah.
He is a genius. He needs to get that award that they give out.
Oh my god, right now you're talking about like a Nobel Prize or whatever?
Yes. Because Franny
right now. Yeah, Jason Momoa, Ryan Reynolds, Jon Favreau.
I don't have a thing for Jason Momoa.
Wow. You know what's funny? I know
he's
a few females. Not in the same, but I know a few females that like they, you know, like they'll be like, you know, if they see him, they become like little schoolgirls, like, hey, hi. It's like, you know how some people like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of like that, like, you know. But it's kind of funny since they're both, you know, like Hawaiian Pacific Islander kind of thing. So it's just kind of like, is Jason Momoa and The Rock kind of similar? Okay. and then you know, if you want to go to the Great North, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, and happy. I'll get excited for those guys.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and Mandalorian. The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is fucking.
Helmet on.
Dude, that show is amazing, and I just finished watching the season finale twice.
Me too. I was like,
man, that show is absolutely fucking great. And not only is it just great, but it also, you know, it gives us a bunch of new terms to talk about whenever it comes to talking about the fucking show.
I just love the fact that that show alone, again, shows the fact that if you love what you're working on, if you care about what you're doing, you make magic. I mean, I don't understand why that basic concept just cannot stay consistent. But The Mandalorian is a true, true homage to when you give a fuck, magic happens. Yeah. And I just love the fact that he is following the lore. He is even adding to it in terms of the whole mm-hmm. bounty hunter and the currency and the, like, he's just adding more to this grand world that I fell in love with as a child that I had to watch get destroyed on the big mm-hmm. screen on Last Jedi. And then now we have The Mandalorian, and it feels amazing. Yeah. And I just don't understand why they missed the mark so badly, you know. But then the one project Disney had paid no attention to because they thought we were suffering from fatigue, and they were just like, meh, okay, want to do that? Here you go. Have fun with that. And he blew it out of the park.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
And I hope he stays on board with this project moving forward. And congratulations. Do you say it? Congratulations, Happy. I don't want to butcher your real name.
John?
Favreau, right?
Yeah, Favreau.
Right. I'm terrible.
No, it's John Favreau.
Oh, Happy.
Yeah,
you know what?
Fucking dope. You should definitely check that shit out.
You didn't get Aunt May, but don't worry, there are others that'll go to you, my friend.
He did get Aunt May. It was just casual.
But
he wanted her as a thing, and it was just casual.
she was like, I wanted a few dates. That's it. I just wanted to go to Olive Garden and get some breadsticks. Fuck you.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so check out the fucking Mandalorian, people. Even if you're not a fan of Star Wars, even if you're not a big fan of Star Wars, it's definitely worth a watch.
Mm-hmm. Because the story itself, the story itself is really good, and the action is awesome. And yeah. I really don't think they abuse and milk the concept of Baby Yoda, because there's so much more going on in the story besides Baby Yoda, so don't be put off by that, because I know a lot of
people also one thing that you got to know is that this is more like a Western than it is an actual sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't really follow, like, yes, it does the spacey shit, but it doesn't really follow, like, oh yeah, we're gonna do lightsabers, and we're gonna do fucking use the Force and all that shit. It doesn't do any of that. Yeah, it does a little bit of it with fucking Baby Yoda, but it doesn't.
He's the only one who has it, and no one knows what it is.
And not only until the end of this last episode, whether I guess it's a bit of a spoiler, do they even mention the Jedis?
Right.
And even at that point, they're just like, oh.
And it's more like a myth, like, oh yeah, I heard, but yeah, okay, sure. You know, like they don't know. They're just, you know, regular people. What went down with Luke and Leia and Darth Vader was just, no one really knows that was true.
Yeah.
Or who they are. Story.
Yep.
I was going to joke around saying, like, they're going to mention, like, this. They don't mention Jedi. They're going to be like, you know what this is? Magic.
Yeah, that's what they call it. They call it sorcery.
Like, yeah.
This fucking wizardly bullshit. What the fuck is
and
that?
And they'd be like, oh, I heard of something like this. I don't even know if this is really it. You know, like, they don't. And I like that. I also love the fact that it's real. It's realistic. He has to still go make that money before he could go and be all safe and cozy and move on. He still has to struggle. He has half the galaxy looking for him, but he need to make that bread. And I love that concept. And you say that's a concept of a Western. I've never seen a Western other than Tombstone.
Okay.
So it's I love it. It's fun. I should go back and check out those old Westerns then, because
I love the story. Did you ever watch
Firefly? No, because now if you do that, you're gonna do like a whole bunch of Westerns. You're gonna be like, this isn't sci-fi.
Did you watch Firefly?
Yes.
That's a bit of a Western.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it kind of goes along the same type of, you know, shit happens type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you still gotta make that hustle.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, definitely check out The Mandalorian. Shit is fucking dope. Definitely worth it. I got a shirt I bought a shirt recently that says weapons are part of my religion.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'm a Mandalorian. Weapons are part of my religion.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's so boss. I want that helmet, man. I want the helmet so bad.
Yeah. I need a T-visor.
I will polish it every day. Talk to it.
Well, that's the only helmet you'll be polishing. So.
Do you want to go bounty hunt too?
I'll be polishing the Mandalorian's helmet and I'll be dusting Deadpool's mask.
There you go. Perfect. Yep.
Be like, what do you do on Saturday nights?
Polishing his helmet.
And dusting Ryan Reynolds' mask.
It's so shiny.
No, you'd be kind of funny. You're gonna talk to the mask, right? To the Mandalorian mask. What are you doing this weekend? I gotta watch that fucking baby.
Be like, oh my god, me too. Let's do it together. Oh man,
that's my life.
Yep.
I can't wait. I can't wait to purchase those items, man. Oh, they finally dropped a plushie Baby Yoda with like pitch black eyes.
Yeah, it doesn't come out till like fucking March and shit.
Yeah, I can't wait to snuggle on him.
My final choice is actually like a complete sleeper because I did not know about this show until like 2 days ago. I had a couple different picks. But this show is actually my favorite show of this year. Not just because it's like fresh in my brain, but because it's a fucking great fucking premise. And the show that I'm talking about is The Feed on Amazon Prime.
The Feed. Didn't even ever heard of that.
Exactly. I never fucking heard about it either.
Well, the same thing happened to me with the fucking show C.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, so this show was originally done in the UK, of course. It came out originally in the UK, and then they released it on Amazon Prime in November. And the basic premise of the show is basically that it takes place in a near future London. And it follows a British family that basically created a omnipresent technology called The Feed. And it's basically something that is implemented in almost everybody's brain.
It sounds like something Batman would make.
Right, yeah, you would think so.
That turns on you.
And that's kind of what winds up happening, because what it is with this feed is that it enables people to share information, emotions, memories, and they call them mundles, right? Like bundles of information and shit like that. And it becomes absolutely insane when there's a virus that starts to go through this feed, and it starts having people start to kill each other. And it's absolutely fucking insane. It is a great fucking show. And the good thing about it, like, of course, there's like one or two actors that we've known from the past and different things. But not many people are in this that are just like oh, this is a like super famous person. It's really different. It's really cool. And the story, like, it, like I was basically enthralled from the first episode that I watched. I was like, oh, okay, I have to watch the next episode. So I wound up watching the first two episodes the same night. And then I watched the third and the fourth episodes the next morning. Like, on my way to work, I watched the two episodes while I was at work. And then today, it was a super fucking slow-ass day, and I watched the entire fucking season. Yeah, it was fucking great. It's a great fucking show, and there's a lot of twists and turns. There's a lot of fucking crazy shit that happens. And it basically kind of gives you one of those things. It's like, what the fuck is the future going to be like with a lot of this type of technology that we have at the moment? And where technology could go to and how shit can actually work out and how shit can go fucking crazy, can go awry. So it's definitely worth a watch because I will definitely be watching this show again because I enjoyed it and I enjoyed the fuck out of it. And I am super fucking excited for another season. Hopefully there's another season coming soon. But, yeah, it's fucking amazing. I really enjoyed the shit out of the show. Like a lot of people know the show. I've put on a couple people to the show, a couple coworkers, and they were pretty much like, yo, this shit is fucking bananas insane. A couple other people on that I've told about them, and it's fucking great. And yeah, so definitely suggest you guys check out the feed because it's fucking great. I was gonna say another word, but I hate that fucking word. So yeah,
so fuck what it. Word? Awesome.
It's the PH word.
Fat?
No, not fat.
Phenomenon.
Yes, fuck that word.
Phenomenal?
Yes.
Phenomenal. Yes, yeah.
I believe that word is used a little too much.
Phenomenal. That one?
Yes, that one. Yeah, that one. But try, check out the feed.
Try epically awesome. That's my catchphrase.
I like the epically awesomes. That is a very good one.
You could borrow it.
Yeah, I will do that. I will definitely borrow it, and I will use it as much as possible. Yeah, so those are the shows that we thought were pretty damn amazing this year.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to add to it, or is that pretty much wrap it up for you guys?
You want to do like an honorable mention?
You guys listed my honorable mentions. Mine was Mandalorian and The Boys.
Okay.
All right. Well, for me, my honorable mention, Harley Quinn.
Okay, yeah, that is actually a really good one too. Yeah.
Oh, right. Mindhunters. That was great.
Yes, Mindhunters.
That's my honorable mention.
Yes. One of my honorable mentions is actually a show that I just started watching again because the second season just started. And that's a show called You on the Netflix. It's a fucking crazy show. It's about a stalker dude. And how he basically goes the distance to stalk the fuck out of the chick. And it's fucking insane. It's really fucking good.
You just gave me terrible flashbacks of that movie. I think it's called The Fanatic? The one with John Travolta?
Oh, you actually watched that one?
I watched somebody reviewing it. Oh, holy shit!
Okay, what I want you to do, watch the first season of You.
Okay.
And you'll see what I'm talking about. It's fucking insane.
Okay, but not that insane.
No, I don't know. I haven't watched the Fanatic movie, so I can't really say that it compares to it.
Okay, but it is about a stalker fan dude. Yeah.
It's a stalker. It's a stalker that actually winds up getting the girl.
Mm.
But some shit happens as things go around.
I'm interested already. All right, cool. What's it called again?
You.
What about me? No. Okay, cool.
Yes. So that they just put out the second season, and It's really fucking cool.
I'll check you out. I mean, I'll check the TV show you out.
You as in the show and not you, Steve, you? Maybe, quite possibly you?
Maybe, possibly, probably not. It's all good.
You.
So yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. So make sure you go to what were you gonna say, Alex?
No, I was gonna say, like, I was gonna mention another one, just because, you know, for Brian, Big Mouth.
Yeah, yeah, the one that had another season. Yeah. And the funny shit is, like, I still haven't watched the third season. That's fucking crazy. But
oh, dude, the first episode alone, like, the new season is crazy.
I can imagine. I know. But like I was saying, go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Brian 2J Presents. We will soon have Franny's...
Rants and Reviews?
Yes, I was just about to say it, but I didn't know if you wanted to read
it. You didn't know if I wanted to still use that? If the title changes, we'll let you guys know. But okay. Yeah, we have an idea, actually, right, Steve? Yes, we have an idea in the works, so they will actually be something up soon.
Yes. There's...
I love it.
By 3J Presents. It's the Geeks Turntable, so you can check that shit out. Of course, it's on hiatus until next year. But we also have First Watch that should be coming back sometime soon, eventually. Depending on schedules and shit. But we also have Comics Souls of Water, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games. Check out fucking Good Games. I spoke to Frank actually earlier this week, and he said what's up to everybody. Yeah, so check out Good Games as well. Everything else that's on the Inner City Geeks website. We also have the comic, Inner City Geeks webcomic that Alex provides his amazing artworks. And some
you know, and you co-creator, you know, don't sell yourself short, dude.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, so check out all the shit that we have on the Inner City Geeks site. So it's a bunch of cool shit on there. You can listen to this show on Spotify and on Stitcher and on SoundCloud and on Google Podcast. So make sure you check them out there. You can also check out a bunch of cool shit that we have on our site. That's at the bottom. You can find some sponsor spaces. And one of them, of course, is Beard Octane for your awesome beardly needs. You can get some beard balm or some oils or some butter, all to help not only just keep your beard intact, but also to make sure that your skin is nice and freshly nourished. So that way your beard can actually be on point too. So make sure you check out all those products on there. One of my favorites is the Liquid Gold. Liquid Gold is fucking dope, dude. It's really good, feels really good, smells really good. So make sure you check that shit out.
I don't know, man. I hear that and I think other things.
No, not that type of gold. Not that type of liquid gold, especially. But
imagine they sell that or whatever. It's like, it's good for you, I swear.
For some people, it could be. If you know, they had a snake bite or something.
What's it made of? Urea.
Yeah, so make sure you check out beardoctane.com. And when you're going to go buy some shit, type in ICG10 for 10 fucking percent off of their entire purchase. So 10% off of Beard Justice. Also on NerdCGeeks.com, you'll find a link to Amazon, where you can watch a bunch of the shows that you actually mentioned on here, like Good Omens and fucking The Boys, The Feed, whatever else we fucking talked about as far as like shows that are on Amazon. The Boys, The Feed. The Boys, The Feed. Good Omens. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. So check out all those shows. Also, like another cool ass show that I actually haven't gotten through the third season of is The Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's actually really fucking cool. Check that shit out. The Jack Ryan second season is up on there too. A bunch of cool shit on Amazon Prime. Also, a bunch of cool comedy specials that came out this year as well. Like, there's a Alonzo Bowden came out with a comedy special this year, as well as a Jim Gaffigan on Amazon Prime. So make sure you can check those out. But also, not only just you can get Amazon Prime Video and shit, but you could also get like some Prime deals as far as like getting free shipping on a lot of your fucking products and shit. So make sure you click on that link so you can get a free month of Amazon Prime. And that also includes Prime Music and shit too. So you can listen to a bunch of different type of music on there too. So make sure you check that out to get fucking a free month of Prime. So make sure you do that. Another thing we have on the site is a place that you can go to, So Sick Clothing Company. It's a clothing company that basically sells shirts and hats and tees and sweaters and all that shit that that we need. It's cool shirts for geeks by geeks, all made in good old US of A. So make sure you check that out. And if you at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Yeah, some cool shit on there. So make sure you check that shit out. And then finally, we have Kushly. Kushly.com. And that's a site that you can actually get some CBD products for your good goods. We have oils and topical creams and gummies and all the shit that basically could make you feel good whenever you're feeling either anxious or worried or, you know, want to just relax. CBD shit does it. It does it for you. So make sure you check that shit out. And when you click that link at checkout, it will give you good 10% off of your entire purchase. So why the fuck not, right? It's a good purchase, so why not? Make sure you check out Kushly. Also, thank you to Kushly as well as So Sick Clothing and Beard Justice and Amazon. So make sure you check all of them out because they're awesome. You can find this show on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. Go find us on the Twitter and the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, all InnerCityGeeks, all one word. Check us out on there. Where can we find you guys? Franny, where can we find you?
You can still find me on YouTube. Yay!
Yay!
Franny the Fangirl. I'm going to attempt to put up my New Year's video, but we'll see. And I'm trying to find a new type of direction to take my show, so it's still a little bit on hiatus, but you guys can also find me on my Instagram at Franny_the_fangirl.
Okay.
And of course you guys can find me on here, and soon I'll be adding my finesse to the podcast, you know.
Yay.
To the site.
Yeah, I miss doing reviews, man. I miss it so hard.
And I'm sure it misses you too. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN period, Y period, ED.
Yes. And you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And, pretty much wraps it up for this year. So, thank you guys for listening. It's been an awesome year. Thank you, Franny, for joining us this year.
Thank you. This was the highlight of my year. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, everybody. But before,
awesome.
Yeah, basically. But before we go, wanted to force play some music, like I always do every single fucking episode. I play some music. Even the episodes that I shouldn't be playing music on, I still play music on because I don't give a fuck. Because why not? And this week, I found an album from this band that we actually featured a few months ago. Was it a month ago? No, it was actually probably about a year ago. It's a band called Uncured. And they're a fucking dope-ass band. They're fucking great. They're technically considered like extreme metal. Because, of course, they have like the crazy guitar riffs and fucking some awesome fucking everything. Crazy growl. Everything is just fucking insane. Some bananas drumming. Just fucking insane. Absolute insanity for your ear holes. So, and the name of the song that's coming to you right now is actually called Eradicate.
Coming to your ear holes?
Yes. Dude, we had an article. We had a set of articles on the site. Basically, we named it, Charlie named it Something for Your Ear Holes. which is actually pulled from a fucking Disturbed song. So yeah. So check, hold on to your ear holes and check out Erratic from Uncured. So you guys didn't say goodbye, did you? No, you didn't.
Goodbye, everybody.
Damn. Goodbye. Steve, thanks.
Yeah, I almost died. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go drink water.
I will in a second. I will.
Okay.
Okay, do we have to say goodbye again?
No, you don't have to say goodbye again.
Yeah, take two. Hold on, take two. And go.
Take 400. Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh my God, Steve did it again. This time it wasn't a cough, it was just him talking over you.
Right?
He's like, goodbye, fuck out, you fuck you, fucking you the goodbyes.
This is the abuse. This is abuse.
I need an adult. I need an adult. Until next time, folks.
It's a slightly abusive relationship here.
HR! I need to talk to HR!
Oh my God, the podcast HR strikes again.
So,
well, thanks to you, Steve. Now we're going to be demonetized. Thank you.
Oh, no.
No, I'm so happy here. I swear I'm happy here.
So, once again, happy New Year.
I got you all.
How rude, Alex.
Yes. It's all good. It's all good.
That wasn't me. That was fucking, that was the mouse, dude. The mouse came out of nowhere. Ha ha, I got you again. Ha ha.
Fucking Mickey.
God damn it.
Shut up. We can't say his name. It's like Candyman. You say it two more times, he comes out of nowhere. You gotta find this.
I get a fine for copyright.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, you two guys.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yes. May this year bring you some cool shit. Be positive.
I look forward to 2020.
Yes. One thing that I can say is just, you know, stay positive. Because the more positive you are, the more positive things come in your direction. So try to avoid as much negativity as possible. But just, like I said, try to stay positive. Keep the positive flowing.
Does that mean you should lie to yourself every day too?
Yeah, you can do that. You can definitely do that. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. You lather yourself up before you have your fucking like downstairs DJ party. Why not, right?
It's the same thing. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
It's okay. It'll be a lot more enjoyable when I get my mask and my helmet.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Every time I see her, hey, how's it going? I'm good.
You're like, my hand has carpal tunnel from what? I've been so lonely.
Nothing but helmet polishing the whole time.
Yep. Exactly. So
I get carpal tunnel, tennis elbow, everything.
Thank you guys though seriously so much for having me join your team. You saved me from insanity this year. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been crazy for years.
Yeah, we all have in our own little ways. This year's been a crazy year for all of us, so yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. So
but you know what? We made the best of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's no one jokered snapped, and that's what counts.
Exactly, exactly. Nobody killed anybody on TV. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that we know of. Yeah. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.